Podcast Weekly, the items that have been on my desk and what I've been up to. This week I had something very special happen. Now, every year, this is year number four. Just before my birthday, so it started just before I turned 37. I take up a bodybuilding pose of myself, and then I would take that font I created. It's supposed to be a block clipping mask type of a font where you have great big letters and you can see most of the picture behind it. Yeah. So I'd take that and I would cut it out and I'd say, this is my age, and I'd have the number there. And then I'd, I'm still healthy. You don't, life doesn't end and we don't get unhealthy once you pass 30 or whatever. And it was always taking the number before, my birthday. So the one that's 36, by the time you see it, I'm probably 37. Well, I decided this year I'm turning 40. I didn't want to do that. Another thing happened. A friend gave me a free month at a local gym. Now, actually, it was a complicated story because I was going on the road and I saw an employee from the local gym and asked where it was. And the guy gave me his card. And then I finally decided to go into the membership and the coupon I had expired. But the guy that I met on the street said he'd give me a free month anyway. So it's a wild and crazy story. But I've gotten connected with this weight trainer and bodybuilder. And I've got a free membership at a serious big gym for 1 month, and I'm going to do this for the last month while I'm 39, and we'll see what I can accomplish in a month on my 40th birthday. Now, I already did the 39 picture. I did 39 in 11 months, and so now the numbers are going to be on my birthday. That's how I'm going to do that. Well, how I do everything. I do everything with excellence. I don't believe in doing things half-baked. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it well. If I'm going to take the time to do something, I'm going to take the time necessary to do it well. It's funny. My grandmother was visiting the house when I was in college, and she said, Jesse, you don't cook food. You create it. There was truth in that. But I do it when I exercise and keep my body healthy. I do it like it's a job. And I don't know. I suppose one day it could lead to movie acting roles or something. I mean, someone that's kept his body healthy, who it has a decent reading voice, so that people want to subscribe to him on YouTube. That someone might find a role in a movie for someone like that someday. I've always thought that'd be kind of fun. Although being an actor is not my lifelong goal. But however things turn out, whatever they do, everything I do, I just instinctively want to do it well. Not too well, not overly done. I'm almost 40 and I have not ever done a gym membership. I've never been a fan of a gym membership. I've never wanted a gym membership. Never done that. Never been there. Never wanted it. I've always been a fan of calisthenics, push-ups, pull-ups, etc., because I don't believe you need a gym in order to look good and be healthy. Gyms do not make you good. They make you great. And if you can't look good and be healthy without a gym, got news for you. A gym might not help you at all, because goodness is about habit. I suppose greatness is also, but greatness does require some sort of tools or opportunity or something in order to be extraordinary. So, yes, I have a gym membership now. Pardon me, I'm having a Marco Rubio moment. I think I might talk about the gym membership and the Taiwan special when I get to stick to the issues stuff. The other thing that I'm doing this week, I keep getting closer to having this computer curriculum thing done. I run into a problem, want to figure out how to solve it and fix it. I go along, I find something, I go, gee, maybe I could get something done here. Maybe I could do something with this. I figure it out. I'm moving along, and I think I don't know what I'm going to do once I finish this computer curriculum. I think I'm going to get into more music producing. I've always had a talent in art, and I don't know. There was recently this skate shop opened in the local town, and it's got a lot of support from the skater community all around Taiwan, and so a whole bunch of people were there in the skate underground, and you know, they had a DJ there, and I talked with him, and I asked him, you know, what are the songs that you like, and what are the songs that you want to play, and what are the songs that you want to work with? And I asked him how he did his work, and that was an inspiring conversation. So I'm always doing something, and I suppose I hope you are too. I need to make a list of what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to get into China. We'll talk about China. Of course, we can't not, because China is making sure that the world is paying attention. You know, pay attention to me, everyone, pay attention to me. I'm going to talk about police and parenting and the relationship and what I'm seeing with both in both Taiwan and America. I've got some interesting perspectives. See, I've watched the skate culture grow, and I've also watched the exercise culture grow in Taiwan. And I watched it somewhat follow after what's happening in America. And then, you know, there are cultural differences, but, you know, some things are the same. And when you see the same thing happening in two different cultures where everything else is different, you're going, you know, I'm starting to see a trend here about police and about how, you know, the difficulty of parenting and what the solution to that is. So, and then another issue too, it's funny. I've been having kind of this epic thing with my motorcycle. Well, stuff keeps breaking. And so I'm going to my local mechanic, and I'm finding that there are a lot of quality issues. The design wasn't wonderful, and the shop might not be doing a good job when they do repairs. So stuff starts breaking after they don't put things back together right. And it's like, you're a top-notch country and you're doing bad work. What's going on? And that kind of ties into the situation with China. We can't think for a minute that China is going to be this formidable enemy when they can't figure out how to put stuff together. And whatever problems Taiwan has, China has them far worse, because it all comes from that culture originally. So as I'm going through this, I'm looking at, I'm always trying to develop my education stuff. And then I'm over here watching this stuff develop in Taiwan, and I'm always doing my best to try to bring these two together. So I can take this computer course and this English teaching method and these English teaching tools, including online homework writing and stuff, and offer that anywhere. I really believe that the education that we have can be very much the same for both Americans and for Taiwanese or non-English speakers, I suppose. Well, you know, Taiwan's a primary market that I understand, but I don't know. I don't know how things are all going to pan out this week, because there's a lot to talk about. So I think I'm just going to end this a minute earlier than I normally do, and I'm going to get into the Taiwan special for tomorrow.